Di sini dulu, tak dari mana buat, zaman punak ni ibu, tak
dari mana itu statement. Previous instructions from Nana we have received. Why we cannot sell our land. As a regulation when Nana has given us a wise word. Similar to that, the old people have to can build up something that is useful, like Nana once did for his own native people, to protect the property and the land and the culture. If you make a plan that you should not sell the land, it could be there. The land would never be sold as a native allotment. When we talk about setting up the land region, when we say it's built a bargain law, when we want to understand what the law would mean to that, setting up a land region corporation, and the purpose is why they have to report to the local places, because they just do it by the regulation. What they have set up, how Nana Regional Corporation should stand to give the reports yearly or whatever. And the distance, how far we should go, is in its label is 1991. That's how the rules and regulations being set up, at least. From that time on, after 1991, it says we could even sell out, except if it kind of hard for those people at that time, for their own difficulties, it's not good for those people if it does happen like this. That's why we're seeking help from you to give us advice about that purpose in 1991. To be sell out, or can we make a different plan for useful things that the native people should have at that time? That's why we are seeking advice, because it will be turned over to the government. And you people can make a plan how you want it by the advice of the old native people who knew about the native culture. Now it's time to protect it and give us advice. It's not only thing about that, but it's all about everything. Everything that exists in native life for any kind of difficulties. We have to try and make things better to live on. And for the future as well. From the old people, when we listen, it could be done. And if it's not like this, the same way out, at that date, something will come up. Even though how many people there are, if they couldn't understand what they're supposed to do, They can always get into something that they didn't want to do, because they can do it any way they want. About that land. Even though you should never sell that claim, piece of paper, still, there's some other way. He can worry about because the paper was his claim, the statement. Sometimes, even though he might think that he shouldn't at least sell it, but if he does, he might worry about why he did it. Even though he didn't want to sell it, if he sells it, he can get himself into something that he will feel disappointed about. And that time he will need help more than the help he ever needs. If he just starts selling his land and find out it was not good for him. Even though he needs help from that time after he did it, there is no way that he can find his help again to get his claim back. And now it's time. It's time to reclaim what we're supposed to do before it happens. Tell them what we are and where we're from. Let them know their life and how we live and how we take care of those people who work for us. How they respect that place. If we don't listen to those people who work for us, we will get into something at that time that our own knowledge would be amount to nothing unless we listen to those people who control us, who help us, who work for us in our land claims and native cultures. Sometimes people might think nothing but about the land. Wondering about the land. And try to claim it. People get together and beat us and take our land. There's something we can have in our feeling, that helplessness and weakness to lose our land. That's why. That's why we have shares in Nanovision Corporation. You have to respect it and keep it and know it what you are. If you have 200 shares, you are part of this native allotment. Native culture. Before we get into this trouble, we are to plan things and make regulations or improving whatever from those old people before 1991. That time, we will don't know how much it is
take the money in Blooming 1991 to give this one. Abdullah House, Dilaman,
I don't know how big it will be. And how much do you
have to pay? I don't
know if you have to pay. And was our business demolished before that time, or could it increase at that time in 1991? We have to think about it. If we do it right, it will be a world improvement at that time in 1991. And today we have to think about it. We have to know and reveal that it is really for native people and Eskimo people. And we have that state to prove it in your land. This is a good idea when Lord Wilson comes to speak about the land. Thinking about his new grandchildren or people in his family. If he passed away, he wanted them to have something, a hire for that land. He didn't want to lose it. He wanted his children and grandchildren to keep that land what he have. And Kalukyuk is saying something. He said people like school teachers try to have his allotment right in the middle of the village. They tell him to build a house in Kachibur. He go through superintendent and make arrangements to build out his own allotment in town. And when they have management in town to rule things in town like allotments, he had a problem. And he tell them that non-regional corporation is having a deal with controlling the villages now. He tell them that. And talk about the place in Nortak that he have claimed. Even though he's not there, his relatives would be there too. Use it for subsistence purposes. And if I build a house in Nortak, where there's woods, because I know how I'd like to live in Nortak. It's just always been a lot of work to live on for firewood. The councilman would approve a allotment where you could build a house. According to the rules for the head manager and the people is responsible. And they tell him if it's time that they would release the location for him, for his allotment. I was then asking about this because at the time when he didn't want to go back to Nortak, he asked about what the situation would be like if he tried to build a house in Nortak again because he wanted to go back. And he could be relocated. But the allotment would be to the local people to release which one is available in town. He said he really should build a house in Rotterdam. But he's waiting for the advices from the Nana Corporation and the regional people. And he said the allotment what his brother have, he's the one that could even stay in that allotment what his brother has in Nortak. Family is talking now that he said he would never sell his land. He had no way of selling his land in his purpose now. But he wanted to talk about the question is, could the allotment be released to the person who is 64 years old to relocate? She was talking about the elderly people. Unless you're 54, you cannot be one of the elderly people that plan things together. And so you could plan to be like an old man. A smart guy like an old man if you are over 54 years old. To make regulations and the rules. And that's what Scott said. For better organization or whatever. People, like white people, can't take the land. When they give us the first 160 acres, and it's now like a village. Sometimes some of the people take somebody's land. And the village is inside of my land. Allotment, after I put the claim in Fairbanks. The village was set up, used part of my allotment. Because he wanted to stay in Amber for
Latin.
But we talk about 54 years old. That's not, I don't know. Rather than knowing it's a regulation to do such things to make a home. Only thing, the different word to consider is that much older people can think better things of what their life should be. What the structure of native culture should be, they, to talk about it. It's not the thing that you have to set up the rule and regulation, except to express the idea of using the native culture. And Clinton Swan is addressing when it was the beginning of a elderly conference, Clinton and somebody was younger. Clinton. And he said he is not regularly being in this conference, just once after the other. And he said those people who lived before, they did not want us to lose it. And if you set up the same regulation that we shouldn't lose the allotment and land where our ancestors used to live on, and where they used to hunt on, and where they used to build things on, we have a right to tell them and help them out to set that rule, to set up the allotment purpose, make a claim for the native people, so nobody will take it. And when, after they get the allotment, some of the people are trying to force other people not to stay around that area to control things like animals and other things in that area. The difference is it should be open to any people who hunt around it or use it for subsistence purpose. It would be good to help among themselves, instead of blocking the way out, not to let anyone hunt around that allotment.
The long bit at the knee side, the blue book, at the knees up you. Damna, Nunane, at the moment you come in, the long bit at the knee side, you land along there. A land to go.
You don't want your land to be other people according to the law of the white people. It could happen.
In your bed, in Kodal,
If you want to be controlled by the law, you need the people whom you know about. You could do it by local people. When there is no deceit with the white people has, you don't have it to verify your claim. Nothing could be done according to the regulation of the white people. But to your own custom, you should reconcile it by your own, because you have known all of it, what the regulations have given you. And you have to try and plan for reconsideration, the better way out to deal with your problem or claim. But another thing, the regulation of the white people is different than what you have as a native people. When you have a court, sometimes you can lose as the right person from the other person that had accusations, according to what kind of lie they have they could win against you. But if you have the native culture, it's a different way out. You can build something strong among yourself, different than losing your paper in the court. You can make a better governing body to control your native culture, native law, your own regulations, things that you know about. That's a custom along with that way of life. Known to the way of our native life is the person put the fence around our native life. We would consider it is not good for us. But then we can think of something. How the native life should be native, with controlling the native lightness. To keep it open to help people, or close it according to the regulation of the white people. And shut down our sympathy to the other people by using our native language to help others. And these elders who have this built some kind of setup in a written word. But still, as the normal people, we can't do it. We cannot write in our people. We have a record. Before the proceedings, making interval, you have a theory and plan things, how it should be to listen and get the right direction for it, plan for it. And you have to know to do it likewise, to plan things ahead and know things ahead before you put the regulation and rule. We consider it and talk about it and to have a strong structure to abide to and live with it. We are the native people, and that's what we are. This land we live on, Joseph, in this land we will live on. What I have in mind, I don't want anything to be changed.